What's up, guys? It's me, Ben Bankus. Before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about some of my dates coming up because I am going on a big USA tour. Wednesday, May 8th in Boston, Massachusetts at Laugh Boston, 8 p.m. Wednesday, May 8th. Thursday, May 9th, Detroit House of Comedy in Detroit, Michigan. Friday, May 10th, Vogel at Count Basie in Red Bank, New Jersey. Saturday, May 11th, Empire Comedy Club, Portland, Maine. Sunday, May 12th, New York Comedy Club, East Village, 6 p.m., New York City. Tuesday, May 14th, Funny Bone Orlando Comedy Club in Orlando, Florida, 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 15th, Tampa, Florida, Funny Bone Comedy Club. Thursday, May 16th, Dania Improv in Dania Beach, Florida. Sunday, May 19th, Syracuse, New York. Monday, May 20th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I can't even say that. Fuck. 420 was a long day, man. Tuesday, May 21st, Helium Comedy Club, Buffalo, New York. Thursday, May 23rd, Funny Bone in Albany, New York. Wednesday, August 7th, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee. These dates were just announced. Nashville, Tennessee, August 7th. August 8th, Zany's Comedy Club in Rosemont, Illinois. Friday, August 9th, in Stamford, Connecticut at the New York Comedy Club, Stamford. Thursday, August 22nd, Mic Drop Mania, Chandler, Arizona. So I'm doing five shows there. August 22nd, Friday, August 23rd, Friday, August 23rd, two shows. Saturday, August 24th, two shows in Chandler, Arizona. We're almost done. Sorry, folks. Sunday, August 25th, Plano House of Comedy in Plano, Texas. Friday, August 30th, San Diego, California, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 31st, again in San Diego, California. And then September 1st, Irvine, California. So come check me out. Come to a show. You're not going to fucking regret it. All new material. You've never seen any of this shit online. You know what it is. Enjoy the podcast. Hello and welcome to the Bankus Show, coming to you from Austin, Texas. That's right. I have officially moved to Austin, Texas. This is my new home. Sorry, Toronto. I couldn't handle the rain tack. The rain tack. I didn't want to do a rain tack. I didn't want to do. People don't. In Austin, they don't even have Chinese people. Like, the only Chinese people here, I don't even think they talk, really. I think they just look around. They're afraid to talk. I saw Indians at the gym that I go to here in Austin, and they definitely had accents, but they were whispering because they didn't want anybody to hear that, right? They were like, I don't know. But they didn't. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Just a little respect for everybody else. You know, some respect for the culture of Texas. Love it here. The first Austin show was a huge success, I would say. You know, we didn't fully sell out, but we were almost sold out on the same night as Andrew Schultz, and Ari Shaffir was in town, and 420 shows at every comedy club. So felt pretty good about that. The audience loved it. Got a lot of new material out. Really just building right now, getting ready for this America Takeover tour and being able to really be there for all you guys. So very cool that we had people coming from as far as Minnesota for the show. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. They probably drove farther than me. I drove my car down here from Toronto, Canada. So that was a pretty long drive. That was about 24 hours. I did it in 2 days. And the only real kind of shitty thing that happened was I did hit a bird at one point, and I think it was a pregnant bird because like my car just had eggs all over it on the side. So I guess I basically, on the way to Texas, did a bird abortion before I got to the state limits where apparently that's illegal. So Fuck, I'm out of breath because I just ran up the stairs, actually. Had to go turn off the fans. I'm not used to living in a place where you can actually control the climate inside, really. The apartment that I lived in Toronto, like, you're pretty much just subjected to whatever temperature the Filipinos who run the building want the fucking shit to be. So getting used to all this, man. Getting used to having my own, like, a spot that's not in a communist. I mean, I don't even know what Canada is right now, to be honest with you. I just saw the halal mortgage thing where Trudeau's trying to legalize halal mortgages, which I don't even really know what that is. But when I think about it, I just picture Muslim people getting free homes. Or cheaper homes than other people. They don't have to pay interest. Isn't that what it is? They don't have to pay interest. So you're telling me Muslim people just don't have to pay interest now. Is this not a Muslim takeover? Like, I'm not trying to offend, but is it not a bit of, for instance, think about how many people are going to convert to Islam just for the sake of not paying interest on a mortgage. Number one, right? Am I wrong? Number two, look at the streets. Look at, you got the protests, the October 7th. I get it, you know, but it's done. These people need to move on. It's happening. Israel's going to win. Sorry. You know, whatever conspiracies you want to have, that's really, I mean, at the end of the day, that's going to be true. So just get over it. We don't need halal mortgages. This is opening the door. People are saying, what about kosher mortgages? And then somebody's saying, oh, well, that's what they already have, or kosher mortgages, where you just pay the interest. I don't know, guys. I don't think we should be doing that. But I don't live there anymore. I don't live in Canada, so I don't get to choose what happens, and I don't get to complain about it either. Of course, Olivia Chow is out making a statement in favor of the Toronto Maple Leafs. She's basically doing Maple Leaf promo now, which is wild. And here, let's check it out. This is Olivia Chow's latest video about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Once again, the hope is on the rise for Toronto Maple Leaf. We are playing the Boston Bruins in the first round of Stanley Cup final. I don't know much about the hockey other than they use a chopstick to hit the puck. But it's going to be hard for Torontonians to afford to go to the game because of all the rain tax. So if you can afford to go, maybe take me with you. Go, Reef, go!
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I can barely hear the accent, really. I can barely hear it. Yeah, I think Canada is doomed unless they elect the Pierre Poilievre guy, which is so crazy that it's controversial to say that. If you're Canadian listening to this, or American, and just think about, like, we have two options in Canada, the Trudeau or the Poilievre, and it's just crazy to imagine that in Canada you can't vote for the other guy, because they already have that in America, right? You can't vote for Trump. If you vote for Trump, you're evil, you're all these things, right? But it's in Canada. You can't vote for Pierre Poilievre. You can't vote for actually, you can. Sorry, but you can. And I think I might. I think I probably 100% might. Because some bullshit, dude. It's some bullshit that my generation got fucked by Canada's, you know, whatever the woke. People want to talk about woke. The worst part about woke is tax. It's tax. Woke tax. That's what carbon tax is. It's just a woke tax. It's just, hey, we're taxing you because we're trying to be woke. Fuck that shit. And fuck your taxes. Okay? Thank you for listening to the show. If you want to support me, you want to support my career, and you want to listen to more podcasts, I do a bonus podcast every week on Patreon, patreon.com/BenBankis. Sign up right now. It's $5 a month, and you get a hell of a lot of content. An extra, right now it's at 40 or so podcasts. You will not regret it. Go sign up at BenBankis.com and click Patreon, or go to patreon.com/BenBankis. I heard Boston has a Chinese mayor too. I'm coming to Boston. And so it's Olivia Chow versus Michelle Wu in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I can't believe this, that the Leafs are once again going to have to lose to the Bruins, which I hate to say that. I'm a Leaf fan only because I'm from Toronto, but at this point, fuck them. Like, they don't even deserve, Toronto doesn't deserve a win right now. When we had the Raptors parade, we deserve that shit. John Torrey, everybody, you could talk shit about John Torrey because he did all kinds of lockdowns and that stuff. But he did cheat on his wife with like a 22-year-old when his wife was like 70, which is like kind of, you know, like, I'm not trying to, like, any guy who sees that just kind of goes, they're proud of that guy for some reason. I don't know. It's not because we're bad people. It's just in us to be like, good on him. There's just something there. Okay. Probably, I mean, because he's like 68 and like his wife, you know what I mean? But anyway, my point is that Toronto doesn't deserve to win the Stanley Cup, but I still hope they do, but I don't think they deserve it. And if they do win, it's definitely rigged, because that's the only way that Canadians are going to stay in Canada is if we win a Stanley Cup in Toronto. If the Toronto Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup, that's like 10 more years of Trudeau right there. Think about it. If Toronto Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup, that is the solidification of the Canadian dictatorship. My great-grandparents, I never met my great-grandparents, but I wonder what it was like to be an immigrant in Canada as a white person just like in the 1900s, you know what I mean? Like, would they have even, like, they probably weren't even racist because people were racist against them even though they were white. They're just like, when people would just, they didn't have racism, it was just more like, when did you get here? Right? If you're white and then another white moves in and they're like a new immigrant, it's like, how long you been here? Like, that's how I feel in America as a Canadian, right? Because I look like I could just be American. I'm just a regular guy pretty much, I guess. A little better looking, obviously, but I look like a regular guy in the sense that people would think I'm American, but when I say I'm Canadian, they're like, oh, visiting? Like, they hope you're visiting. There is, like, I kind of understand how maybe the Indians feel in Canada, or, you know, the Chinese. Well, the Chinese, they all live in their own Chinese areas. Nobody sees them. But, I mean, you see them if you go to, like, Niagara Falls or, like, a science center or some shit. But I'm just saying that I get treated like an immigrant now, and I kind of like it. I'm kind of vibing with it. I like that people look at me as the other. There's something like, you know, so what are all these immigrants complaining about? No, they're not the ones complaining. It's second and third generation Canadians that were the kids of immigrants that are visible minorities that are like woke. They're like, no, we need to make sure that blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. You're putting fucking pride flags as the first thing that these immigrants who like are already confused and scared. Now all they see is pride flags everywhere. You think that's not messing with their heads a little bit? You don't think that's making them crazy? I mean, for real, man. I don't even give a shit about anything. You know what my entertainment is the rap beef that's going on right now with Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I fucking love it. Like, if you don't know what's going on, basically Kendrick said that Drake wasn't that good on a track, and then now Drake's saying that Kendrick basically is a midget who wears size 7 men's shoes, and it's hilarious. I mean, there's nothing funnier than that, you know. It's like a roast competition, except they're both making amazing songs that are going to last for centuries as just marvels of hip-hop. So I love it, And that's the type of shit that I fucking do. I mean, I just got to Austin. I want to get out there on the golf course, hit some. I mean, I'm not even good at golf, but I just want to check it out. I brought my clubs. So I'm excited, man. And, you know, I'm really happy you guys are following with me on this journey. And, you know, the podcast is short and sweet because that's what it needs to be right now. And we're going to have a hell of a lot more entertainment for you coming up. Some longer format, stand-up clips, and all kinds of stuff. So stay tuned. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you very much. Enjoy your time. I'll see you next week, Monday. Every Monday, we're going to be doing this podcast. Next week will definitely be a longer podcast, but every Monday, come check me out. We're going to be doing it right. We're going to be doing, you know, I'm getting a producer and stuff. This one, I didn't have a producer, obviously. I'm just kind of in the corner here with my laptop. But we're going to do it big, and we're going to do it right for you guys. So stay tuned. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening, guys. Think about supporting me at patreon.com/BenBankis. See you next week.